As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. For now, to the people at home in the crowd, it keeps coming anyhow. Don't decoy your voice or make me ward the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it.
Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows. Many will know that anything goes. Take a needle press pause. Will that stop us? I doubt it. All right then, come on and spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Any man's eyes pop, fellas drool like fools. But then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit cause her body was a booming.
No love, just sex. For the nights with a check and a no. That last night, that last night was dope.
Oh,
talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Having Sex with Megan.
And Jordan.
On 102.7 CILU.
Yeah, on the radio.
And live streaming if you go on the website.
Yeah, on the website. LURadio.ca. Slash.
Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say listen now. No, I think it's just listen. It is,
and
just
then
listen.
You click on a button that says listen now. Button.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is.
I digress.
I knew. I sort of knew.
You knew. You knew. That was the baseballs?
It was. That was the baseballs. Let's talk about song.
Good song. Good vibe.
Good vibes.
Really gets you in the mood.
Just like posy vibes. You
yeah,
know?
Very posy. Very Claire. Chill. Very Claire. Sunday evening. Very Sunday evening calming vibes.
Yeah. How are you today,
Megan?
I'm pretty good. This, like, you know, life's going.
It's going.
It's going, going, gone.
That's true.
You know.
She do be gone
she
sometimes.
She do be going. I watched a new show this week on Netflix that was really cool.
Oh,
it's
show.
Called Bonding.
Bonding.
It's about this girl who is a dominatrix and also a master's psychology student at the same time, which is kind of cool because the intersection of her being like, I help my clients in this way with their stuff, and also I'm going to become a psychologist. So
fancy lady.
She's doing this. Yeah, and it was a really good show. It was really cool. It was very sex positive, which was nice.
We love that.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I would definitely recommend. It's called Bonding. It's on Netflix. It's like 8 episodes, I think.
Okay. Is it a half hour or a...
I'm trying to remember now.
Oh,
I think they were only like 20 minutes, to be honest.
I
like
love.
Minutes,
oh, that's
which
nice.
Was lovely. Yeah, so it was like a very quick watch. I watched all 8 episodes in like a couple hours, and it was really fun.
Good.
And really interesting.
Cute.
Yeah,
it's brand new.
Yeah, I think it's only like a week old or something. I think came out on the day I watched it because I was just like, I was like trolling Netflix trying to find something to watch, but I didn't want to watch like a 10 season series.
Why on earth not? Do you not have that kind of time?
I didn't have time. I was actually going through something and I needed something quick to distract me. And I was like, 8 episodes, 20 minutes each. Perfect.
Yeah.
And it was super fun and super sex positive. So I thought it was really cool.
Cool. Okay.
And relevant.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. How are you this week, Jordan?
How am I this week? I am feeling on this day. I am feeling good. I got a haircut.
Ooh.
Not today, but on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Tomorrow I am going to get tested. Make sure that you out in the world also do that.
Get tested regularly.
Yep.
What's the recommendation? Is it like...
I think it's every 3 months.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Because there are some things that... I forgot how to properly word phrases. There are some different infections and things that take a while to, I guess, like show up in your blood. I don't know the scientific... way of explaining that.
Yeah, infections take hold in different ways, so it might just not show up, but it still could be there. It could be dormant, or it could be like it's not enough. There's not enough viral load in your blood for it to be detectable.
I remember for a test one time, and they were like, when was the last time blank? And I was like, oh, here. And then they were like, okay, so you should probably come back in like a couple weeks too, because
these ones won't be
detectable
because of that.
Yeah, these will like not have, it's not been enough time has passed. And
right.
I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
It's good that they tell you that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they have to, but it's nice that that service is available instead of you just being like, test me now and I will never be back.
True, but I totally thought before, like literally before that time when they told me, I thought that you literally could like engage in some activity and then like 24 hours later be like, find out. And
tell me now. Yeah, but no. Not exactly like a pregnancy at all.
It's got like a stewing period.
Yeah.
You gotta boil it for a bit.
Gotta take hold. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Uh-huh. 'Tis lovely. Megan.
Story.
Do we have a sexy question for this?
We do. We kind of struggled this week to find one.
We did. I dropped the ball.
It's okay. No. You did a lot of work this week.
Thank you.
I felt it was my turn to take up the mantle of question asker.
All right.
So, Jordan, what's the sexiest vehicle? And we're talking like not just four-wheeled. They can also be any number of wheels.
They could be like 14 wheels.
if you think a 14-wheeler is a sexy vehicle, speak your mind. This is a safe space.
Okay. You know what? Optimus Prime has a pretty good paint job, I will say.
Ooh, and yes, when he is in robot form, it's a nice bod.
Sure.
I love it. Okay.
Go off. We love sex robots.
true.
I'm kidding. That's not my answer. No. Okay, the sexiest enough. Vehicle? Okay. I am not like a car person. Like, I don't like know anything.
I know
about
like
cars.
Minor things. Like, I know shapes of cars.
Yeah. I really love the curvy ones.
Yeah. Like Aston Martin. Have you ever seen a James Bond movie?
I've seen Skyfall.
There's an Aston Martin in that.
Oh, it's there.
The silver one. He crashes into the river.
Sure.
It's very pretty. It's very curvy.
Okay.
I also like that car.
I'll Google that
later. I think it's a very
later.
Pretty. And the silver, too, is just very, like, ooh, sultry.
I do enjoy. Okay, and listen. This is very local of me.
Okay.
Big local energy about to come through.
Excited.
I do support a truck.
Like what kind of truck?
Like the kind of truck that looks like sturdy, like a working truck. Not like, I don't love like what's that one? Those like tiny Fords.
Okay, like not a Tonka toy type
truck.
Not a small one.
Not
that's
like
for
a
traveling.
Little, not like a cute Chevy. Not
like
a
Ford F-150. It's big.
Yeah, not the one where it's just like the three seats in the front. And, like, okay. That's the truck.
Oh, yeah. You want two rows of seating.
Oh, yeah. I want two, gotcha. Possibly three rows of seating.
How do you feel about a lifted truck?
Okay. I think that's too much.
I agree.
I do understand if you're doing, like, the off-roading situation. Like, I get it. I just hate it.
I just feel like that most trucks that are lifted like that are not for the purpose of
off-roading.
And that's where I lose it.
Yeah.
You know? But I agree, though. No, a big, strong truck is
very,
like, mass.
Sturdy.
Very, like...
And I think that's what I'm into is, like, the energy it gives off. Very, you could help me out if I'm in trouble.
You could help me move.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Love a sturdy man.
Oh, my gosh. True. Help me move. Yeah.
Help me move.
Put something in the trunk and drive it somewhere. Yeah.
Real. I love a motorcycle, to be honest.
Oh, I completely forgot about motorcycles. Yeah.
And, like, there's so many different types of motorcycles, too. There's, like, the really big, like, Harley Davidson style where they
look
very intimidating.
Not here for a Harley Davidson.
But there's also, like, the really sporty ones that are, like...
Love a sporty motorcycle.
I love a sporty motorcycle.
Like, you know, Tron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
love.
Motorcycle. Yeah. No.
Love
absolutely.
That.
And the thing is, too, like, I feel like motorcycles are very, like, sexy, regardless of the gender of the person riding them.
No, absolutely.
Like, it's just a very.
It's also there's something about like I think the like anonymity of like a helmet.
Yes.
Plus, like some people like wearing like a motorcycle like suit. Kind
yeah,
of
it's very agender.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, mystery, who is
who
that?
Who is that?
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, very true. And
love
like
that.
The fact that you're so exposed and like, it's to dangerous to ride a motorcycle.
You could die.
Like that bad girl, bad boy kind of vibe that everyone's into.
Yeah,
that we don't understand
definitely.
Why, because it usually means you're unstable and scary, but for some reason we're really into it.
We're like, yeah.
We're like, ooh, I love it.
Ruin my life.
Ruin my life, take all my
ruin
money.
Ruin everything I've built for
yes,
myself.
True.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I do love a motorcycle. Sorry, just to reiterate.
It's okay. Do love a sports car.
Yeah.
Not like, not a subcompact. That I don't think that's a sexy car, personally. Like, we drive subcompacts. So it's like a car, but it has a hatchback, and it's like.
Oh, I thought it was just called a hatchback.
No, it's like kind of a different shape of car. They're slightly bigger.
I personally drive
a
PT
car.
Cruiser. Megan drives a Nissan Versa.
Yeah. I don't find it to be a sexy car.
I would agree. I think that the PT Cruiser is... Listen, I drive it. So if you're out there and have one and I'm about to insult you, just know that I'm one of you.
Mm-hmm.
It is the ugliest shaped car in the world.
They really
no,
went for like...
the cube is
the cube
ugliest.
I hate cubes.
We went from sexiest to what is like the least sexy.
Hey, you know what? We got to discuss
that's
it.
Fine.
No, I agree. I don't like
I
the
will,
shape
I'm
of those.
I think
it's
that...
It's so aerodynamic. I think
yes!
I just don't understand the logic of it.
The PT Cruiser and the cube are so similar in shape, and
yeah.
I'm going to say they are heinous.
Yeah, the PT Cruiser is supposed to be like a hearkening back to like old school vehicles.
It looks like it was made for a completely
wrong.
Different like environment entirely.
Yeah, it's just they didn't do it right. It could have been so much better, and it's just not.
It would make sense in like I don't know, maybe in like a European country where like things are kind of smaller and like it's short
yeah,
distances.
It's so, yeah,
things
that's
like
true.
That.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I just am like, how did this car get to Thunder Bay?
How did she get here?
Because it doesn't.
There's so many in town too.
Oh my
like
gosh,
I've seen
I
a
know.
Number,
and they are so not meant for this
no.
wilderness.
No, definitely not.
Oh my gosh, I've driven like so many potholes have like taken me out.
Yeah, very true.
It's not the one.
True. So it's like sports cars small, motorcycles small, or like trucks.
Yeah.
But it's not a minivan. It's not a compact car. It's not a toy truck.
Yeah, no. Not a fixer-upper.
It's not a fixer-upper.
I want it to be brand new.
It's brand new. It's shiny. Yeah. It's got a nice paint job.
If it's not brand new, don't talk to me.
True. It's like a red or like a very like cool color, I think.
Black.
Like a black or
black, like... silver, will accept red, must yes. be candy apple specifically.
Ooh, okay. Not an orangey red?
No.
Interesting.
Loathe entirely.
I saw a really nice orange Lamborghini in town one time, and it was a pretty sexy car.
That's cute. Love a Tesla. Love the idea of a Tesla.
The shape is quite nice, too.
Don't know if I support Tesla. Elon? Yeah, Elon. Don't know if I support that man.
That's the hard thing, eh? It's like when one person is connected to a company so entirely, you have to basically decide if you want to support the person, if you're going to support the vehicle.
Not sure if I'm obsessed with you, but...
But the shape of the vehicle is nice. And being environmentally friendly is sexy, in my opinion.
I would agree. I wish that all vehicles were environmentally friendly.
Like, can't wait for that to be a reality.
Just like one day, the government's like, so we're doing a mass overhaul.
Paris
everyone's
did that,
vehicle.
France.
Did they really?
By, I think it's 2025 or 2028. Wow. Something about all vehicles are going to be...
Go off.
Yeah, they really went for it. So I'm hoping that'll be a thing here soon.
But okay, girls. We love.
We're moving to France, I guess. Become a part of that.
I don't know.
Also, the xenophobia in France is terrible, so they're not on it on everything.
Yeah,
but
I also
that's
like,
a nice
don't
law.
Know French that well.
Real. That's yeah. fair. That's fair.
Okay, what are we talking about today, Megan?
Today,
cars. It's a car
it's a
day.
Car
just
episode.
Kidding. No.
Today, Jordan, you decided that we were gonna do intro to anal sex.
We're gonna
so
do
we're gonna
anal.
Just cover everything about anal sex and like, yeah, just information people might not have.
Just bums
in general, just the stuff.
Yeah, the stuff, the things
in this beautiful no shame zone where
yes.
we're just gonna have a good time.
Yeah, feel free to tweet any questions at us if you have them.
Yeah, because who knows what your questions are, we can never tell.
Yeah. Okay, well, so anal sex or anal intercourse is generally the insertion and thrusting of the, I feel like I'm reading this for the first time. I'm not, though.
I wrote it.
I just read the word thrusting and was like, what? Did I really write that down? Anyway,
okay,
sorry. It's generally the insertion and thrusting of the erect penis into a person's anus or anus and rectum for sexual pleasure. Other forms of anal sex include fingering, the use of toys for anal penetration, oral sex performed on the anus, otherwise known as analingus, and pegging.
Nice.
Do we know what pegging is?
Maybe explain it.
Okay. So pegging is when you, I guess a person who does not possess a penis would wear a...
Harness with
a dildo
attached to it, usually.
Yeah. And then, use it to
use
penetrate.
It to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why it's got a different word.
Pegging?
Because it's attached to you, it becomes...
Yeah,
I guess
to clarify the difference, maybe.
Makes sense.
Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was all from Wikipedia, so...
Thanks,
thank
Wikipedia.
You, Wikipedia.
They got good
support
definitions,
them.
Honestly.
Toss them $5.
Please do.
They need it. Yes. So, anal. Why are we talking about it?
Why?
Who cares? So, in 2002...
Oh, my.
Kia's My Neck, My Back.
A great song. A classic.
Reached number 42 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow,
if you're
really?
Unfamiliar with the tune, the next lyric of My Neck, My Back... they rhyme back with crack, so just like get there with
I think
us,
you can
okay?
figure it out. Yeah, yeah. Google
in,
it it'll
in
be
season
fine.
One of Broad City.
Yeah,
on the finale episode, Ilana Wexler, portrayed by actress and writer Ilana Glazer, proclaims to her best friend, "It's 2014. Anal's on the menu."
2014 was 5 years ago.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
And anal was on the menu, and it still is today.
Anal apparently was the zeitgeist of 2014.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who knew?
According to Pornhub data, our favorite website, we love Pornhub.
We love their data. I love data collection from Pornhub. Absolutely.
They actually have some like really cute stuff up there now too. They have like a whole bunch of sexual wellness things.
Really?
And
I
then
love
just
that.
The other week they did this thing about like bees. And
wait,
like
wait.
Oh no, it was actually so cute because they had very aggressive like sexualized titles of videos, but then the videos were all like just bees like pollinating.
Oh.
But it was like
was it an April Fool's thing?
No, it was like a support
thing?
The bees thing.
Interesting. That's a choice for Pornhub. All
right. Yeah, I'm trying to think of like if I can like make up one of the titles right now, but it basically was like cute little worker just absolutely destroys flower. I don't know. Like something like that, where it would
was
be
like a porn title with B.
I just can't say
inserted.
Porn titles.
Yeah, no, they're all very explicit, yeah. Obviously. But yeah, that's funny. Okay.
They might still be up. Go find them.
I bet you.
Are.
Okay,
anyway,
that's cool.
So,
they have sexual health stuff, though. Yeah. I love that.
So according to Pornhub data, anal is the third most commonly searched term in the UK.
What's the first and second?
I don't know. It didn't tell me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In the UK. I wonder what it is in the US.
I didn't look it up. I just
know,
saw
but I
that.
I wonder if it's the same place. I would assume it would be in a similar position.
Probably.
But I don't know if sexual appetites are different in the US versus the UK.
I get the feeling. I get the feeling that it wasn't listed because it, like US and like Canada probably wasn't listed because it probably wasn't as high as number three. And they just were like, we'll take the highest
one. The highest one. Yeah, that
and
makes sense.
And that's where they stuck the information.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, why are people seemingly so obsessed with the idea? And what I got from the internet is that basically all of the content that I was finding to do with kind of the cultural conversation around anal sex was mostly like, why are straight men so obsessed with anal? It's the final frontier.
Yeah, which is very much the narrative. Like,
yeah.
If you, even if you watch like television, like if it's like, for some reason, my boyfriend wants to have anal sex and I don't. It was a theme on an episode of The Kardashians, I remember.
Was it really?
Yep. Scott wants to have anal sex, and Courtney's like, I don't want to do that. And if we're going to do that, then you should do it first. And
very
then,
fair.
And then I'll do it after. And he was like, absolutely not. Like, he kind of went
really?
A little bit wild about it and was like, no, I'm never going to do that.
Interesting.
But he still was, like, insistent that she should, which is, like, very
I
much,
would like to unpack that.
Yeah, which is, I think, very much the narrative of everything is, like, of that kind of dynamic of like straight men being like, I want to have anal sex with my girlfriend, and girls being like, I don't feel comfortable with that. Why don't you try it and then tell me how it is, and then I'll try it, and then we can like go from there. And they're like, no. I think it's very much comes from the idea of like, if you have something in your butt, you're suddenly gay, and that's not
absolutely
how that works. Also, but it's, I think that's where it comes from.
Yeah, to be the receptive partner is to be lesser.
Exactly. Absolutely. And they're like, I just want to have only you, my girlfriend, be receiving because I have the power in this relationship. And it's not not
messy.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely have said to people before, like, if a man, if your man asks you to, or not even asks, but requests that you do partake in some anal play, tell him you gotta do it too.
Yeah.
Because fair is fair.
Yep.
You both have pleasure centers going on, like, or you'll both hate it. You know what I mean? Like,
and and the thing is too, it's not like you have to like it so I can like it. If you're like, if you try it and you're like, I don't like it. Great. Sure. Okay. You don't have to like it, but also you have to try if you want me to try.
Yeah. I just feel like fair is fair. And you know
and
what?
In a partnership. It's
absolutely.
A partnership. It's the two of you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like, to get personal on it, in my own experience, that's kind of my new rule, like going forward with people. Cause I really don't appreciate like, and like, we can, this is more even stuff to, oh my gosh, sorry, my mind is racing now that we've got here. Okay. But like, more things to unpack even within the realm of just like the, gay male community or like men who have sex with men community.
Yes.
But like, we're so obsessed with like tops and bottoms and whatnot. And
yes.
So when people say to me like, oh, I'm strictly a top or like, I'm strictly whatever.
Yes.
I'm like, you know what? I don't think that this is going to work because you are very not open to something.
Yes.
And that makes me feel like you're not going to be as communicative, as like receptive to what I'm saying, because you're so closed off to something that you expect me to do for you.
And you've like, you've kind of like placed these ideas or these activities on like a scale of like things you will do and things you will not do. Like, why is this something you won't do? Does it make you feel lesser? And if that is the case,
and like,
does
tell
it make
me
you
about
think
it
I'm
too.
Lesser than you because you want to do that to me?
Absolutely. And like, I also don't like to people say like, I just don't like it. Like, it's just not for me. And I ask, like, have you tried it? No, but it's just not for me.
Why?
You haven't tried it. So the argument, like, you can easily use the argument of don't knock it till you try it.
True.
Right? And then secondly, why do you expect me to do it for you?
Yeah.
If you are unwilling to that level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the... Why?
Why would I be enticed to do it if you're like, I hate it. I would never do that. Why would I want to do that with you then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially going into it being like, well, I don't want to do it because it's for people, like effeminate people do it. Or like,
which is
it's
very
for the lesser one
back
of us.
To the idea of a relationship between a man and
so
a woman.
So what you're telling
one of
me
one of
is
better.
That I'm the lesser one.
Yeah, which doesn't make me want to have sex with you.
Or secondly, I don't want to do it because it's gross. How is it, but like in this moment, better for me?
Also, we're both going to be gross at this
point.
Yeah, like,
we're having sex. It's already gross.
Yeah.
Like, come on. It's already gross.
It's gross.
Like, it's fine. And then,
tell
like,
me you're embarrassed and
thirdly,
we can move from that.
Thirdly, it's going to hurt. How do you think I'm going to feel? Like, why?
Why am I? Yeah. That's very real. Just like, why do you think that all these explanations for why you won't do it mean that I should be the one to do it?
But I think that's
also...
Because
it sounds like you don't value my safety, my time, or my pleasure.
Exactly. And I think it comes down to a person who's a bad partner, basically.
Yeah, like, there are two of us. Who's not a receptive partner at
all. And like, my pleasure should be equally as important as yours.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, this is nothing. This is wasteful.
Yeah.
Of my time.
Otherwise, I'm a receptacle for your pleasure and not actually a person involved in this. And that's not cool.
You're masturbating with my body.
Don't do it. It's bad and mean.
Sorry, back on track.
Back on track. No, that's real though.
All right, yeah. But Cosmopolitan, so we're like, why are men so obsessed? Cosmopolitan magazine.
Which I have problems with, but...
That's fine. I do too, especially after the list
we'll
I'm about to give
to
you.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Cosmopolitan magazine gave five possible reasons from a very heterosexual perspective.
Are they like, is the idea of this that they interviewed like... anybody, or that it was just like the staff came up with these ideas?
I get the feeling it was just the staff because it was truly just a quick listicle.
Okay, because so I know sometimes you do like interviews with men, they're like, what do men really think? And then they like interview
no I
a
think
bunch
someone like made this up on the fly.
Gotcha. Okay,
especially considering you'll see. Yeah. So the first one, it feels completely different than a vagina, which fair. Different muscles, different like skin types, different internal mechanisms.
It's not self-lubricating.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally different
things. So that fair. It's a novelty treat. And here's
like
the
thing.
I
don't like that.
Yeah, here's the thing. This is why I got upset and was like, well, I have to use this. they compared it to a pumpkin spice latte.
Ugh.
Yeah, they basically were like, anal for
what's
your man.
What's relatable for
is
a woman
yeah,
in comparison to anal for a man?
Exactly.
It's a pumpkin spice latte.
It literally read as, anal for your man is basically like a pumpkin spice latte for you.
The one pumpkin spice latte you get here because...
One. I've got many more than one, Megan.
You know what I mean? Like how some people I can only get one because it's so like so full of sugar and so bad for me and all this stuff. That's like the most, honestly, one of the most sexist sentences I've ever read.
Isn't it ridiculous? Thank you, Cosmopolitan Magazine. So novelty treat, I get the idea. Gross way of going about it.
I don't like the phrasing at all.
Number three, it's considered taboo without being weird. So the way they explained this was it's considered taboo, which, yes,
it
I
is.
See your point.
There's a big taboo.
There are laws against it even. I believe there are still laws in Canada against it.
Yep.
And without it being weird, they went on to say it's taboo, but it's also common. So it's not weird. It's like very on the cultural radar.
Yes, you know what I mean? Only in certain, like we said before, only certain ways.
Yes. Number four, not everyone has been there.
This is like a reiteration of the like virgin thing of like you want a partner who's had as few sexual partners as possible because
kind of,
that's like it makes it better somehow.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a similar like a reiteration of that idea.
Yeah, I believe in this one they referred to it as like an exclusive club. They're like,
I'm a person,
not to Cosmo. You're a club and your back end there is the VIP lounge.
Is the VIP section of the club because you're a building.
Yeah, exactly. And then number five, it's a status symbol.
What?
So you get to say that you had anal. And like realistically, the last two are basically the same thing and they're both just test.
And they're also like, it's a status symbol
so
for
really,
the person inserting their penis into you. For you, it is not. For you have now been defiled
because culturally,
in some way.
Culturally, we look down on the receptive partner.
Absolutely, in everything. Wow, I hate that. How does Cosmopolitan call itself a women's magazine? I really don't like the way they phrase things. They really don't.
I truly do not know. But I will say that a lot of the articles that were like linked at the, you know, the like... You might also enjoy.
Yes.
Like at the bottom.
Yeah.
A lot of those were kind of like okay articles.
Were they
unrelated
this older?
To
how
anal.
Old was this?
Oh, you know what? I didn't even look at the
date. I know
date.
I've heard like recently they've been trying to get
better. I was gonna say that some of the articles were better. This specific one, I was
not
like,
good. So I wonder how old it is. That's my because I wonder if they are under like maybe new management or they got new writers or something like that. I don't
you know.
You
know what? We have to go to a break anyway, so I'll find out how old it is and I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
that'll
good.
Be perfect. Yeah, just to quickly finish up before we do. No, that was it. That's the whole list. Basically,
the list,
they only
had
4 points, though, and I was like...
That they divided into five, which is, like, very lazy writing, to be honest.
Yeah, it was something else.
So we're going to go to a break, and we'll play you a song, and then we will be back and tell you about more about anal and more about that article.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. BRB.
Bye.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
All right, we're back.
On 102.7 CILU.
Yes, you were listening to a little tune called When the Water Runs Clear by the Triple A Girls or the AAA Girls.
They are a drag band.
Yeah. Also known as Alaska, Willem, and
Courtney. From RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
Super good. Super amazing album. You should definitely check it out. It's a comedy album. It's pretty explicit, but
that was
it's
one of the
very
few
creative.
Non-explicit songs.
Yeah, one of the few without any swear words in it, which was
about
perfect
anal.
Fitting for today. It's great.
About anal. It's about douching, which we'll get to.
Which we're going to get there.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so that article.
Yes, sorry. So that article was, we're talking about anal. I just gave you a Cosmolisticle. It
yes.
had 5 things on it. It actually only had 4 because 2 of them were the same.
Yes.
It was written in December of 2015
mm-hmm.
by a man
yeah.
and he thinks that your bum is the pumpkin spice latte of sex stuff. Yes,
sounds about right. Sounds
yeah.
like a man wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right,
continuing on.
Yeah,
that's great. What about queer people, right?
Yes,
because they like butt stuff too.
It's very much associated with the queer identity.
Absolutely it is. Mm-hmm. So men who have sex with men may actually be having far less anal sex than we all think, even though society at large considers it to be the default for gay male sex.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bespoke Surgical, a private proctological and anal plastic surgery practice with offices
okay.
in New York City. I know anal plastic
very
surgery.
Very specific.
Right?
Huh.
So they have offices in New York City and Los Angeles that focus on the health, cosmetics, and comfort of today's modern homosexual male.
Yes.
They did a survey of 300 men and also 300 women, but we're only focusing on the men. Of
interesting.
Well, because we're talking about specifically gay men right now.
Okay, fair enough.
300 men of different ages who identify as gay about their sex lives. Just to clarify, so it was 600 people in total, 300 gay men, 300 straight women, and it was comparing the two.
Okay.
I don't care about the comparison. I only care about the gay men right now.
Also, it's like a very specific subset of gay men. If they're like going to a plastic surgery clinic, that's like a very affluent
yeah,
kind of thing to do.
I wish they had like more
it's like a very specific
sample.
But anyway,
it is a small sample size. It's
yeah.
kind of like a, it's weak.
Yeah.
It's a weak sample.
This would not pass like any kind of ethical test.
Oh,
but
this is the worst clinical study I've ever seen.
Absolutely. But it's interesting mm-hmm. nonetheless.
Okay. So of that sample size,
yeah.
13% have anal sex daily.
Daily?
Daily.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. But also 13% is a small amount, which is like the opposite of what the culture thinks.
That's true.
Okay.
That's definitely less than people would think. I
yeah.
think.
39% have it a couple times a week
mm-hmm.
and 24% have it a couple times a month. So it's a lot less than what is like the assumption, which is that
absolutely.
Gay men are just running around, just sticking it constantly.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really the only, it's almost like that's the only kind of real sex that exists in gay culture. It's like the stigma.
Exactly. It's considered the default. And
yes.
It's totally not.
Totally not.
So why is this important? As we just said.
Yeah.
There is no good sex education readily available in school systems, which is essentially the premise of our entire show.
Yes.
And there is especially bad and also mostly non-existent queer inclusive sex education.
Yes.
So we learn about sex mostly through like porn and other forms of entertainment media, basically.
Yeah, or if you're brave enough to go into a health clinic as a young person, which
yeah.
not a lot of people
which
are
is unlikely,
when they're young.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And most queer male porn scenes involve anal sex as
yes.
like the like main event, I guess you
yes.
could say. So this, combined with an obsession with labeling men who have sex with men as tops and bottoms, contributes to the perception that most or all queer men enjoy anal sex.
Yes.
Which, like we said, is untrue.
Yeah.
Yes. So what we can infer from this is that anal sex is not the default for queer men.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone, regardless of orientation, can explore anal and experience pleasure or discomfort.
Yep.
Yes. The anus
like
on both
anything.
Men and women, and all those in between, is mm-hmm. full of nerve endings mm-hmm. and can feel great when stimulated digitally, orally, or otherwise. Penetration can also feel great for some people. Often it's compared to feeling full.
Interesting.
If you're wondering what it's like. Men can experience pleasure from stimulation of the prostate through penetration.
Mm-hmm.
And some women have reported that certain positions during anal sex allow for better G-spot stimulation for them.
Hmm. There you go.
Yeah, fun, exciting stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're like, great, Jordan, that's fantastic. How do I have anal sex?
Yeah,
though?
Because there is
what
no information. And like, while pornography is like a way that lots of people enter into the world of anal sex and like learn about it, doesn't exactly have the most realistic depiction of
absolutely.
How it actually works.
I'm gonna let you know that you can't just throw it in there.
You cannot. Please do not.
I'm gonna tell you not
it's
to
not
do that.
Safe. It's
don't.
Not safe.
You're gonna rip
don't.
Something. Oh. It's a very sensitive body part.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so step one.
Yeah.
Prep.
Yes.
Okay. So what you gonna wanna do?
Yep.
I'm gonna give you my three D's.
The three D's.
My three D's of anal Three D's of anal.
Yes.
Douche.
Douche.
Diet.
Diet.
And dildo.
And dildo. Okay.
First one.
Simple.
Douche.
Yes.
What is? Guess
what,
say.
What is douche?
So literally, douche means a shower of water.
Okay.
You may also have heard it used to refer to an obnoxious or contemptible person.
Yes.
We love definitions here on the radio.
We really do.
So we're talking about a light cleansing of the rectum when we say douche.
Using water, yes.
Yes. Some people refer to it as an enema. An enema is like the...
medical term.
Yeah, or like the product, I would say.
It's called an enema.
An enema.
Yes.
Like you would go and purchase an enema to douche with.
People also douche vaginally.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So how do you do this? So a device is inserted into the anus and room or body temperature water or a saline solution is introduced into the body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh, a saline solution.
And there's like a number of different devices you can use.
Yes.
There are shower attachments that you can get. There are just...
The water pressure.
Oh, yeah, girl, keep it low. Some of them are made to have, like, their own low flow situation happening.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
but
like,
still,
definitely
like,
don't turn your tap on full blast.
I'm just always, like, thinking about people using things wrong and it's something terrible happening. And I'm like, no, please be careful.
Yeah, I'm not responsible if you, like, really mess this up. Just so you know. If you need help, let me know. But I'm not taking any responsibility.
Really?
Okay, so there's, like, a number of devices. Yeah, you can go to the store, too, and get an enema if you want.
Yep.
What else?
Mm-hmm.
So the device is removed and the liquid is held inside the body for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Some people recommend like up to 15 minutes. Some people are like, just hold it in for as long as you feel like you can. And once it gets like unbearable, let it out, which really is, it's not that long. I've personally done it myself. And I don't know. I like, you don't really need to keep it in there for, you're not doing like a full body cleanse.
Yeah, you're not scrubbing or anything.
Yeah,
it's
you're
not
literally,
like...
it's in there. You're like, do a few jumping jacks. Twerk
a little
bit.
It's a rinse.
Get it out.
That's
yeah, it's
it
literally
is.
A rinse.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It's like mouthwash, but just water for your bum.
Yeah.
All right.
It's mouthwash for the other end.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bum wash. So after a short period of time, a person relieves themselves of the liquid and repeats the process until the water runs clear.
Like the song.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So douching is not actually good for the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you're doing when you do this is you're kind of clearing out the lower intestine, the rectum, and the anal cavity.
Yes.
Which are all self-cleaning areas. If you
and they have important bacteria that you need
exactly,
for digestion.
They have very important flora in them that you don't actually want to upset. And when you douche, you do upset them. So it is best to not make a regular habit of douching. More so just kind of do it when it is necessary for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do not do it every day.
Please don't.
Also, some warnings for you. Do not put soap inside
your body. No, yeah. Don't do that.
It's not an internal product.
Nope.
Don't do it. So soap can very much irritate the delicate mucosal lining and cause micro tears, which can easily become infected by bacteria. And they also make for much easier transfer of like STIs and stuff.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay. Also, do not use hot or too cold liquid. As I said, room or body temperature is best. Hot liquid obviously can burn you, and then cold liquid is straight up just like very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I can vouch from personal experience. I once used far too cold of liquid, and I just was like, whoa, what a strange and horrendous feeling that this is. Yeah, it was not nice. Yeah. Body temperature water. So some people don't feel a need to do the extra cleaning of douching, and that's perfectly fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Some people just like to have like a bowel movement and then like just do a little external cleansing, like a quick shower or even just like a wipe or I don't know,
something.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, just a outside spritz. And like that's good enough for them. And if that's the case for you, then absolutely that's fine.
Absolutely.
Whatever your comfort level is.
Yes.
Just make sure that you and your partner are like being considerate of each other's comfort levels as well.
Yes. You definitely know what I mean? Have that discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next up. Diet. Okay, so maintaining, and I know that this is like a bit like West Hollywood gay of me, but
whatever.
It comes in handy.
It's a tip. It's not like a
it's
you
a
have
tip and
to
a
do
trick.
This or else you should never have.
I'm trying to make
anal
it more comfortable
sex.
For you.
Yeah.
Yes, especially if you're on the receiving end.
Yeah.
So maintaining a relatively healthy diet with enough fiber can also help in providing a comfortable and pleasurable experience if you're on the receiving end,
mm-hmm.
and if you're on the other end too, just you know. it all kind of comes into play together.
Yeah.
So Health Canada says Canadian women need 25 grams of fiber per day and men need 38 grams of fiber per day. And most Canadians are only getting about half that much, especially with the like introduction of like juice cleanses and like smoothie
where
culture.
You're getting literally no fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So like put a big stop on that, please.
Yeah.
Get some fibers, guys. Adding more fiber into your diet can help produce healthier, more firm stool, which allows for a cleaner rectum because you're able to pass it all at once.
Yes.
I just smacked myself in the face. Sorry, guys.
So excited.
Yeah. Without getting too far, like too much further into like what you should and shouldn't eat, because I don't want to tell you how to live your life.
Yeah.
Complex carbs, fruits and veggies, nuts and seeds.
Yeah.
Stuff that
fiber-rich foods.
Rich foods. Stuff that you know is healthy.
Yeah.
Like I said, juices and smoothies do not count. Anything that reports to increase your metabolism is likely going to cause your body to just start a bowel movement, which means you're going to have watery bowel movement because it's not fully digested, which means you're going to have diarrhea, which is going to make your douching much harder, which is the water is not going to run clear.
It will not.
And you are going to have a bad time.
And also your anus is going to be irritated.
Your anus is going to be so irritated.
So it's just not going to be pleasurable in any way.
No, you're going to have a burning bum. It's going to be the worst.
So just, you know, these are just suggestions. Obviously, you don't have to do any of this.
These are just suggestions, but also, like, take my word for it.
Make it more pleasurable for you. Yeah.
Listen, I've been there, and it's not great.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay, and then dildo. That's our last D. So after whatever cleaning you decide to do, explore the area with a toy, especially if you have not done anal before.
Yes.
Do it yourself beforehand. You like figure out your body beforehand. Find
like any sex thing. Figure out what's going on with you before you introduce another person.
Yes. So this allows you to check if the area is clean as you want it.
True.
Also allows for you to prep the area and begin loosening up the muscles of the anus, which is very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's also good to begin exploring yourself with toys and fingers before engaging in any penetration. If penetration is the goal for you, because you have more control of the size of things that are being put inside your body. So start small, and when you're comfortable with whatever it is that you're using, then just increase the size until you're at the size where you're able to comfortably receive your partner, whether it's their genitals or their strap for pegging.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's even anal training kits available at like different sex stores too. Like you can get them online, you can get them locally as well. And they're essentially just like different size butt plugs that you would wear to help you kind of get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how you kind of prepare yourself for it. And like anything else, foreplay, take the time.
Very much take the time, especially with anal intercourse, because it's
lube it up,
spend a lot of time.
And lube up everything. Like, lube up your douche, lube up your hand, lube up your toys, lube it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing should go
like,
in there.
Like, honestly, probably use what you think is too much. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Water-based lubes.
Yes, don't dissolve always. Don't dissolve your condoms.
Mm-hmm. Silicone-based lubes are long-lasting, which is fun, but they are good for condoms and not a lot of toys. A lot of toys can degrade because of silicone-based lubes.
Yeah. So
check your toys' instructions and such.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm out of breath.
It's a lot of information.
Doing a lot here for you people.
You are working.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, the prostate. We've heard about it.
The mythical prostate.
Who is she?
Who is she? What is she about?
What
does
she
want
about?
With me?
Do you know anything about the prostate, Megan?
Don't know very much.
Don't know very much.
I don't.
If you were to give me one thing that you think you know about it right now.
Oh, no. It's involved in the like cycle that produces sperm. Somehow.
Yeah.
But okay, I don't know exactly where it comes in, to be honest with you.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So the prostate is a gland of the male reproductive system in most mammals.
Interesting.
The function of the prostate is to secrete a likely, sorry.
To it should be secrete, might be alkaline, we don't know.
Yeah. To secrete a slightly alkaline fluid, milky or white in appearance, that in humans usually constitutes roughly 30% of the volume of semen, along with the spermatozoa and seminal vesicle fluid.
Huh.
Yeah.
There you go.
So it's just part of the like the travel that semen.
It's another gland involved in producing fluid.
Yeah.
Cool.
Keeping the sperms living and mobile.
Yeah.
Yes. So anal stimulation of the prostate, whether internal or external, can be really super duper pleasurable.
Oh, who knew?
I know.
We all knew, but
yeah,
there you go.
We did. So the prostate is located approximately 2 to 4 inches inside the male rectum, just below the bladder.
Hmm.
Okay. You can usually reach it by inserting about like 2 knuckles worth of your forefinger and exploring and like try and find like a small, it's usually like walnut shaped, but like, I don't know. I don't even know what a walnut really is. So I know it's round.
Okay. Yeah, no, that would make sense.
Search around for something round. You'll figure it out. It feels different. It does feel different from the rest of the canal and the rectum. Like, it's a noticeable bump. Yeah, so remember to use the lube, as we said. Go slowly. Also, do not poke the hole with the tip of your finger, but massage your way in using the pad of your finger. This is a very good tip that I learned, and, like, everyone should know that. Yes. Do not poke with the tip. But massage with the pad.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. It also helps use the muscles in your anus to allow your finger or whatever you happen to be using inside. So basically you lightly, like, push out as if you were passing a BM.
Yeah.
So that the muscles kind of, like, open up and allow for entry.
Right.
Yeah. It's really... Never mind. No, wait. I'm going to tell you. Okay. So, like, the muscles, you can, like, do... It kind of feels like... It feels almost like... if you are inserting something and you are using the muscles to, like, push out, you can almost, like, kind of, like, swallow with
it's the same kind of muscle. Yeah, it's like still the a sphincter.
Same,
yeah.
Yeah, the sphincter opening and closing is very much like taking a bit and a bit and a bit and a bit.
Right.
It's really, it's a unique experience.
Interesting. And, like, yeah, absolutely use your body to your advantage. Don't, like, try to get it out of the way. Like,
oh my God,
you want
yeah.
your body to be involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So once inside, you can use any number of techniques to stimulate the prostate, like taps, gentle rubs, a come hither motion. I do love a come hither.
A come hither motion. That's funny.
Yeah. Come hither motion also works very well on the vagina. If you,
that's true.
If you want that.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Find out what you like. Do it.
Try it out.
Yeah. You can also stimulate the prostate externally if you're not ready to dive right in yet.
Yeah.
So the perineum is the area of skin located between the scrotum, which are the balls, just mm-hmm. in case you forgot, and your anus, also sometimes referred to as the taint.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you rub the perineum, you should be able to feel the penile bulb. Why are you giggling over there?
Say it again. What's...
Perineum. Is that not it?
I really pronounce perineum, but that's...
Perineum. 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 I'm going off the Sex and the City episode where they go to a tantric workshop and Charlotte's given the hand job and the woman there says perineum.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard it said that way.
Do you want me to change? Do you want me to
no,
say perineum?
No, do it that way. It's I'm just funny to me because I'd never heard it said that way.
So the
it sounds
perineum.
Like a flower.
Oh, like a perennial.
Yeah. That's why it sounds funny to me. Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
Okay,
it was making
listen,
me laugh.
I'm no professional. I could be wrong.
I'm a professional.
Here's the other thing. I don't care.
True. It just made me laugh. I'm sorry.
All right. All right. So what was I telling you? Rub the perineum.
Yes. Do
yes.
it.
Yes. So you should be able to feel the penile bulb, which is the area that forms the base of the penis. Further back from that, closer to the anus,
mm-hmm.
you feel like a tender spot. Mm. That's your prostate. You'll know. When you hit trust and believe, you'll know. It's like an orgasm. How do you know? You'll know. Yeah. So a lot of men, unfortunately, do not experience pleasure from external prostate stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
So no worries if it doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
I highly recommend getting in there.
Mm.
With enough practice of massaging the prostate, too, you can even reach full orgasm from just prostate stimulation. Which
interesting.
Is craziness.
That's wild.
And apparently it's like very I have not personally done it.
Yeah.
Sad. But yeah, apparently it's like wild. You like full body and like
apparently it's very different from other kinds of orgasms.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is what I have on anal today. I think I covered it all.
Yeah.
Any questions, Meg?
No.
Anything
I think
you want to add?
Covered it. I mean, like, it seems like kind of obvious, but like wear a condom. There's a of lot course. Of like, especially because a lot of what we learned about anal is from porn. People don't wear condoms. Wear one. It makes cleanup easier.
Wear one.
Oh, just do it. It makes cleanup easier. Obviously, it reduces your risk of STDs.
Yeah.
And you can get like a UTI, especially if you're, because like it's at the end of the day, even if you're douching, there's still like fecal matter up there. Something could happen. It's just better if you keep everything separated. So
mm-hmm.
wear a condom. It's just cleaner and easier, to be honest.
Yeah, of course.
And if you're afraid, like, that's totally valid.
Yeah, I was going to say, like...
But, like, be prepared if you're afraid that your partner shouldn't then have to be brave for you so that you can experience...
Yeah, wait, what are you talking about? Pain or...
No, if you're afraid of, like, you're just like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, I was going to say, like, if you're afraid of poop, like...
Just... That happens.
You're going up someone's bum.
That's just part of it.
Yeah. Like, that's... Know what you're getting into. Know that that is the main
talk
function.
Talk about it beforehand. Like with everything with sex. Talk to your partner beforehand about what you expect, what to do if something happens that you weren't expecting. Just prepare yourself. Get ready. You never know.
And like, poop does happen.
Yeah.
I've had it happen.
Sure.
To, I've, well, who, how do I nicely say this?
I don't know.
How do I put this in a comedic wording? I good have luck left a...
Oh, no.
Hershey's Kiss.
I hated that. All right.
Sorry, I didn't know what to do. That's I left okay a Hershey's Kiss on a man, and sure he dealt with it.
There you
and
go.
Then I have had a schmear left on self. Oh, that was God worse. Sorry, that one was bad. Nope.
Really didn't like that.
But
anyway, it happens, and you just yep have to deal with it. Like, don't be immature about it. Just
don't
do
be
it.
Yeah, don't get, I don't know, the people get shameful about it.
Yeah.
Everybody that's poops.
Yeah, also, that's what that's for.
You like, were in the bum. Like, that's that what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not comfortable with your partner, obviously it's not going to be comfortable. So, like, think of that before you start doing these kind of things. Be like, am I comfortable with this person? Am I comfortable if something happens that I'm going to be embarrassed by, that they're not going to then shame me for this, for a natural bodily function?
And if they do,
that's a problem, and you need to deal with it. Nip that in the bud,
as it were.
Get rid of
that one and move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, go out there, explore, enjoy.
Have a good time.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Doing what you do. And don't be ashamed if you want to try it, because it's totally normal. It's totally casual.
Did we say clean up after? Did we do that?
No.
You should. Wash your sheets.
Take a shower. Wash your sheets. Yeah. Make sure you thoroughly clean your genitals, because, again, you're in somebody's anus. That's a place where fecal matter is.
Yeah.
As much as you clean it out, it's still going to be there. And you don't want that to be left on your body, because it can do bad things to you.
Absolutely.
Definitely clean yourself up. As with all sex things, though, like, clean yourself up after you take a shower.
No, for sure. Always. Yeah. Yeah.
Sex is dirty. Sex is messy. And that's the fun part about it. But you still should clean up after the fact.
Yeah. Also, don't ever go from anal to vaginal.
Yes.
That's dangerous. You can get bacterial vaginosis.
Yes. Switch. Change condoms. Take a break. Do something.
Take a break. Oh, take a break. Oh, my gosh.
You don't have to just, like, rush through. Take a break. And like, you know what? I need a break. I need a minute. This has been a lot. Take a break.
Yeah. You do not have to do, like a 30-minute straight through.
Oh, my goodness. Pump please sesh. Don't do 30 oh seconds. Please take, like, a good amount of time to, like, prep and, like, make out for a while in the middle. Be like, okay,
oh,
can
no,
we take
sorry
a break?
I mean,
make
like
out for a minute.
I mean, like don't just, like, go at it for 30 straight minutes.
That too.
Yeah, like, you can be like, okay, this has been great, let's take a hot second to do something else.
Yeah.
And then revisit this in like a in a cute five.
In any way, always take a break at some, like, take breaks.
Take breaks. Rest up. Get a Gatorade.
Yeah, this is not, again, this is not a porno. You don't have to do, you don't have to have sex for an hour, you know, start to finish, and then that's it.
Everybody relax.
Just chill. Just chill.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to take us out with a song.
Okay.
And then, that's anal.
This has been Having Sex with Megan.
And Jordan.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Send us your questions at havingsexwith@gmail.com. Our Instagram and our Twitter are havingsexshow. We hope to see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, this is Warm Blood by Carly Rae Jepsen. Bye.
Bye.